We started the sugya of bedikos on Yom Sheni, and we want to continue today, Emirat Hashem. Let's just review quickly what we know. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Alpha and Aleph indicates that they made a takana. A woman who's osekes betaros has to make a bedika daily, twice daily. Shachris, Bein HaShmoshos. And then the Mishnah goes ahead and extends that takona to apply even before Tashmish. And she needs two Edim. Rashi consistently, in all the sugyas, understands that this need, this requirement of a bedika, is only applicable to an isha shall sekes petaros, but kol abayla ain't sarach bedika. What's the source for the Rambam? For Rashi, excuse me. That's the sugyan daf yud aleph amid beis. Let's take a quick look at it again because this is very important. On daf yud aleph amid beis, the Gemara tells us. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Lo Shanu El Litaros Aval Abayla Muteres. The Gemara goes through a long Shaklavitaria why Shmuel felt compelled to tell us this. It's obvious from the Mishnah, and that's the deal. All this is fine until we get to Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. There on the top of Yud Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara establishes a machlokes tanoim in a braisa. That's more or less what we were holding 2 days ago. So let's take a look at it again. Tanu Rabbanan, six lines down from the top. Isha she'en lo veses asura l'shamish. So Rabbi Meir establishes a very great chumrah, very severe and harsh halach with regard to an isha she'en la veses. Basically, Rabbi Meir is not going to rely on bedikos. She's going to need a get. And the question is, what does Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos hold? Obviously, he's disagreeing with Rabbi Meir. Has he completely rejected Rabbi Meir? Or is he just suggesting that an isha she'en lo veses has a solution, and her solution is shnei edim, that she could have tashmish with shnei edim with a bedika? What does it mean shnei edim? Shnei edim means that the baal will make a bedika after tashmish, she'll make a bedika after tashmish. And the question is, does she need a bedika before Tashmish? So that's going to be a gigantic issue. We'll get to it in Mirtz Hashem very soon. But be that as it may, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos seems to be requiring, in the case at least of an Isha Shein Laveses, bedikos. Kedei L'shamish is Baila.
What could be Edom after the fact?
Yeah, that's right.
If they need to
make sure that she wasn't roed down machmas tashmish.
Yeah, but he was saying you're not allowed to do it because you might be suffering that you maybe it used to be a raisa lechatila.
Right, so therefore it's logical, and we'll see that in the Rambam Shita, that she needs a bedika not just after tashmish, but also coded tashmish. Correct?
Take her out of the...
Right. So that the question now becomes, is Rab Chanina ben Antignos addressing the case of an isha shosekes be taharos? What impression do you get? For certainly not. We're talking about an isha she'en lo veses. Rabbi Meir went as far as to say that she has no takana, and Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos said that no, there is a takana, but she needs bedikos.
En lo veses a veses kavua.
Right, en lo veses.
Yeah.
So now Rashi comes to the fore and he says, look, it cannot be that we're going to put Rav Chanina ben Antignos into this category of requiring bedikos, kidei latira labaila, even if she's not Osekes Pitaros, that cannot be, because that would undermine all the sugyas that we had until now, where the Gemara establishes not once, not twice, not thrice, but over and over again, that Isha Labayla Eina Tzricha Bedika. And in fact, the Gemara tells us about five lines up from the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara says, "Om Rav Yehuda Meshmuel Halacha Ki Rabbi Chanina Ben Antigna." So Rashi is in a bind here. Rashi is assuming it's impossible to create a machlokas here between Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel and himself. He can't contradict himself. Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel has established that Isha Labayla Eina Tzricha Bedika. In fact, we pointed out that that's the simple pshat in the Mishnah Daf Tesvav. Kol anoshim b'cheskas taro lebalei. And Rashi says it means she doesn't need a bedika. So the only requirement to bedika is for a woman who's osekes pitaros. So how can Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel then go ahead and paskin like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, if Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos is requiring a bedika lebaila even without osekes pitaros? Ella, what are you going to tell me? Maybe there's a difference between Yesh Laveses or Ein Laveses, but that's not true. Because Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, established that an Isha Labayla doesn't need a Bedika, even if she's an Isha Shein Laveses. In fact, the Mishnah itself, on Daf Yud Aleph, was discussing both the case of an Isha Sheyesh Laveses, as well as an Isha She'en Laveses. The Mishnah wanted to establish that even an Isha that's Daya Shaita, which means Yesh Laveses, even she needs a Bedika Litaros. But the Mishnah itself is addressing both Yesh Laveses and Ein Laveses, and yet Kol Abayla Ein Tzricha Bedika. Says Rashi, it must be that Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos is talking about a case of Litaros. And now I want to go over with you the language of Rashi. Rashi says, this is at the end of the perek, about eight lines up from the bottom. Rashi says, "V'hocha ashme'ina da'locha k'Rabbi Chanina ke'osa mishnah." The asuka b'taros boy b'dika v'achi ikar. Again, there's an arichus dvarim in the Rashi. I don't know if we'll have time for that, but the bottom line in Rashi, Rashi's outspoken that Rabbi Chanina, and we accept Rabbi Chanina is talking about the same as the Mishnah in Taros. That the Mishnah at the beginning of on Daf Yud Aleph, that she's Asuka Bitaros and she needs a Bedika. And that's how Rashi lands. Now, we're going to soon see that the Rishonim are a little bit upset about this, because Rabbi Chanina is arguing with Rabbi Meir about whether a woman forfeits her ksuba in a case of Ein Laveses. It doesn't sound like we're talking about the takana of asuka v'taras. I mean, just because the Rabbanim made a takana to protect the taras, therefore she should, if she was careless about that takana, she should lose her ksuba. Obviously, the reason why she should lose her ksuba, because she didn't guarantee the husband, and she cannot, according to her man, she cannot, no way, guarantee the husband that he's not going to have beer with a nida, because she has no chazakas. Comes along Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos and said, no, we have a solution. How do we solve the problem in Isha Shein Laveses, Labayla? Through Bedikos. But the simple pshat in this whole machlokas that's recorded in the Braisa between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Chanina is that we're talking about a case of Isha Labayla. We're not talking about a case of the Takana of Isaskus Bitaros. Rashi is not able to tolerate that, because Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul Paskins like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. How could that be? If Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos was saying that even Isha Labayla requires Bedik in the case of Ein Laveses, after all over the place, we've seen over and over again that Isha Labayla Ein Tzricha Bedika, Lo Shna Yesh Laveses, Lo Shna Ein Laveses. Therefore, Rashi is forced to say that Rav Chanina ben Antignos was talking about Bedika of Taros. Maybe you could add a little bit of a knesh over here. Maybe what Rashi means to say is that although Rabbi Meir is talking about an Ishal of Baila, certainly independent of Taros, Rav Chanina said to Rabbi Meir, you know what, even Lishitascha, in the case of Ishal of Baila, there should be a solution, L'tamech, namely Bedikos. I don't require Bedikos. I require Bedikos only because of the Takana of Taros. Then Rashi, about seven lines up from the bottom, Istimafarshi. Istimafarshi, ki hai lishna v'omar shmuel chadazimna li'el du kimna l'masnisin de katani mishameshes bi'edim basuka l'taros, which means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, the only time a woman needs a bedika is litaros. However, the Gemara points out that we have another statement of Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah in the name of Shmuel, Isha Shein Laveses Asur L'Shamish Atzit Tivdok. So the Gemara answers, Mandamasni Ha Lo Masni Ha. So Rashi explained Mandamasni Ha Lo Masni Ha means they both said the same thing, but one wasn't aware of the other. But now, in the name of the Istim of Farshim, he says, Mandamasni Ha Li Olam B'Shein Asuka. She's not dealing with Taros. Udekashalof, the Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah, Ahod Rabbi Yehuda Lotik Shi Amoroi Ninu Aliba De Shmuel. So according to the Istim of Farshi, there were two traditions as to what Shmuel actually said. One tradition has it that Isha Labaila lo boy bedika, and the other tradition is that even though she's not dealing with Taros, she needs a bedika, and that's what Rab Chanina ben Dosa, Rab Chanina ben Antignos was saying when he required, at least in the case of an Isha Shesh Laveses, Labaila Tzricha Bedika. And Rashi says, Toin Bedavar, I can't accept this. The Imkain Kasha, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda. There are two statements of Rabbi Yehuda now that contradict each other. Because according to this, the Mefarshi, Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah on the name of Shmuel is saying that a woman never needs Bedika Labaila, even if she's an Isha Shein Laveses, unless she's Asuka Betaros. Right, because the Gemara says explicitly, "Kimna basuka b'taras." And then, according to this, the Mefarshi, Rabbi Yudah Meshmuel, who says halachic Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, he's requiring in the name of Shmuel that an isha labaila in the ein laveses requires a bedika, even if she's not asuka b'taras. Well, we just had on daf Yud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, the same exact tradition that isha labaila lo boy bedika. So now you have a head-on collision between two statements of Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel. Meaning you could say Manda Masli Ha Lo Masli Ha if you had two traditions in the name of Shmuel. But it comes out that you don't have two traditions in the name of Shmuel. It's the same exact Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. Okay. Now, the rush here in Masechta Nida on Daf on Os Hey Simon Hey, which is on Daf Yud Aleph, has an overview of the whole sugya, and in the middle he quotes Rabbeinu Chanan. So for the first very very long presentation based on Rashi, he assumes that Shmuel holds Kol Abayla lo boy bedika. There's no bedika required unless she is an osekes bitaros. That's this part of the rush. And then on Manda Masni Ho lo Masni Ho, with regard to Halacha Reb Chanina ben Antignos, he writes Pirush Rashi liol basuka bitaros. Udekashal of Tarti Lomali, why do you need two statements in the name of Shmuel that repeat themselves? Rabbi Yehuda Masni v'shmeid Shmuel v'lo Masni hod Rabbi Abba v'shem Shmuel. And therefore there's no kash. So again, there were two traditions that are identical in the name of Shmuel, but they came from two different sides and two different countries, and they didn't know each other. They didn't know about each other. Then he writes the following: Rabbeinu Chananel Zalkosav Vasikna, that the final conclusion is Manda Masni Hodishmuel Lo Masni Hodishmuel. That there are two traditions in the name of Shmuel. V'kaimolon, now how do we bask it? So he writes, Kaimolon, says Rabbeinu Chananel, Ki hodi omar hilchasa kerab chanina ben antignos. Now let me put this on the side for a minute, and let me tell you about the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Pei Vav, make a note of it, because we're going to have to, I mean, it's gigantic Beis Yosef, but we'll have to see parts of it in Mirtz Hashem inside. He writes, Yesh la'ayin, bidas ha'istim of Farshi, according to Rashi, that there, in the name of the Istim of Farshi, there are two traditions as to what Shmuel said, and one tradition has it that Shmuel Paskin like Rab Chanina ben Antignos, that a woman Labaila needs Bedika, at least in the name Laveses. Yesh la'ayin kiman hilchasa. Well, you have two traditions in the name of Shmuel. One tradition in the name of Shmuel says that Isha Labaila lo tzricha bedika. The other tradition in the name of Shmuel says halacha k'Rab Chanina ben Dosa, and a woman needs a Bedika Labaila even if she's not Osekis Bataris. So he quotes the Sefer HaTruma, and the Sefer HaTruma says Bidrabanan Azlinan Lekula. In other words, this requirement of Bedika is only Drabanan, and therefore, since we have two traditions as to whether there is a Chiyuv Bedika or there's no Chiyuv Bedika, Safek Drabanan Lekula. We'll soon see that Rabbeinu Chananel disagrees. And the Beis Yosef quotes the Baal Amar in Masechet Ksubos on the sugya of an is, you know, of Rabbi Meir, who says that an isha shein laveses loses, forfeits a ksuba. So there in Masechet Ksubos, the Baal Amar writes that even if we accept the istim of Farshi, we still have to paskin lekula, like that tradition of Shmuel that kol abayla eino tzricha bedika. Why? Because Rava on Daf Yud Beis paskins that call a baila ainat tzricha bedika v'alocha k'Rava duhu basra. So it means that back at the time of Shmuel in the earlier period, there were two versions of what Shmuel held, but Rava, who's in the next period of time, he's a Basra, he paskins like Shmuel of that tradition that kol abayla ainu tzricha bedika. So we have two Rishonim. That's number one, the Sefer HaTruma, number two, the Baal Amar, both quoted by the Beis Yosef, who paskin like, they accept the pshat in the sugya like the istim of Farshe. There is a head-on collision as to what Shmuel said, but they both agree that we paskin lekula, and only an isha shall sekas betaris requires bedika, but labaila ain't a tzricha bedika. You'll see that the shach, later on we're going to see the shach says that he's not sure exactly what the minug is. He thinks the minug is that a woman does do a bedika, but he's not sure about it. But here we have a tradition that even if I accept the Yistam of Farshi, halacha l'maisa, I still don't need a bedika. And then we get the Rosh Paskin, the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, Asikna, manda masni hodishmo l'masni ha, V'kaimalon, and how we paskin, says Rabbeinu Chananel, Ki hodi amala hilchasa k'Rab Chanina ben Antignos. We paskin like that statement in the name of Shmuel that accepts Rab Chanina ben Antignos. Clearly, we're talking about an Isha Labaila below Osekis Petaris, because as we said before, right, that was the subject of Rabbi Meir. He wanted to be mafsid a woman she'en lo veses the ksuba. Comes along, Rav Chanina ben Antignos, and he insists that she doesn't lose her ksuba. So we're talking about bedikos labayla. V'zehu, says the Rosh, zehu al pi apirish hasheni, meaning on the istam of farshi shekos of Rashi v'sosa Rashi, and Rashi rejects it. Then he goes on and he quotes the Rif. So I have for you the Rif. We'll go through the Rif and then maybe we'll have a chance to go back to the Rosh. But he says another comment here at the end of this whole presentation. After he finishes with the Rif, he writes Hilchasa Kirashi. I agree with Rashi that Basuka Bitaros. That's the good news. that the Rosh himself agrees with Rashi that only an Isha that's Osekis Petaris needs Bedika. But here's the bad news. Elishal Mola Libi Lahakil Ki Divrei Rabbeinu Chanan El Divrei Kabbalah. If I'm not mistaken, please don't quote me on this, Rabbeinu Chanan was the Rebbe of the Rif. Check me out on that. I'm not sure. But be that as it may, Rabbi Nechanan is a very early Rishon. He almost overlaps with the Gaonim. And I never realized how much respect he commands that the Rosh, although he agrees logically with Rashi, he cannot violate the opinion of Rabbi Nechanan. Okay? So that's what we have. We have now, before we see the Rif and the Ran, we have on the one side Rashi, and according to Rashi, the Istam of Farshi has to be totally rejected. There's only one tradition as to Shmuel, and Shmuel says, Kol Baila Eino Tzricha Medika. Even Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos is referring to an Isha Shosekes Bitara. We have the Rosh, who agrees logically with Rashi, although he doesn't have the guts to go all the way. Lo mola libi, lo hakel bedovish Rabbeinu Chananel machmir olav. And then we have in the Beis Yosef two Rishonim, the Sefer Trumas and the Balamar, both of which agree that even according to the Istam of Farshi, halacha lemaisa we're going to paskin like that tradition in the name of Shmuel, that kol abayla ena tzricha bedika, that only Osekis Petaros needs bedika. So that's all on one end of the spectrum. On the other end of the spectrum, we have Rabbeinu Chananel, who insists that we paskin like that tradition in Shmuel, that accepts Rav Chanina ben Antignos, which means that in Isha labayla, in the case of Ein Laveses, requires bedika, and that's how Rabbeinu Chananel paskins. Now, how does the Rambam paskin? And then we'll take a look at the Rif, even though the Rif is before the Rambam.
You're right, by the way.
Is it true?
The Rif was a student of Rabbeinu
Chananel. And you know the years are covered for the Rif. I mean, forget it. You know, I mean, the Ramban, you know, named his critique of the Baal HaMor the Milchamas Hashem. Because he felt that no one until the Baal HaMor had the chutzpah to question the Rif. The Rif was God, you know what I'm saying? And the Ramban, I remember in Pesachim, writes about the Baal HaMor, HaMa'or HaZeh Hichshich Es HaOlam. That's what he writes that Baal HaMor.
He doesn't like the Baal HaMor too much.
Yeah, because Melchamas Hashem, he's going to fight the battle of the legions of God, you know, because we have to defend the Rif. And now we're going back to Rabbeinu Chananel is already before that. Okay. What do I want to tell you about the Rambam? The Rambam says the following. If you want to make a note of it, maybe we'll get a chance to see it inside. Perek Dalid Mehilchas Yisurei Bia Halacha Tet Zayin. Tet Zayin. Number 16. The Rambam says that all Nashim Tzrichos Bedika, and the Rambam says the Magid Mishnah bases himself on his conclusion on the Mishnah on Daf Yudalid. Let's again review the language of the Mishnah on Daf Yudalid. Derech Benos Yisrael Mishamshos B'Shnei Eden Echad Lo V'Echad La. I mean, the Mishnah doesn't say we're talking about Taharis. So the Mishnah says the Rambam accepted this Mishnah kipashtu sa, and we're talking about Ishal Abayla. He needs a bedika with an aid. She needs a bedika with an aid. Vatsnuos mesaknos shlishi lesakenes abayis. Okay, we have to see exactly what that means. But the Rambam insists that the shlishi, because now we have two eidim, those are absolute requirements. Her aid and his aid. Now, if we have two eidim, is this before Tashmish or after Tashmish? It's got to be after Tashmish. So the Tznuos added another bedika, and that's letakenes habayis, meaning to have Tashmish. That's before Tashmish. So the Rambam paskins that this Mishnah on Daf Yudalit is not referring to Taros, but rather the Kol HaNoshim. But he makes the following distinction. He says the following. And here I think he's influenced by Rab Chanina ben Antignos. Says the Rambam, an Isha sheyesh la veses requires a bedika achar tashmish. Okay? To guarantee that she didn't have a re'iyas dam during the tashmish. With ne tashmish, in the case of an isha, she yesh lo veses, there's no chiyuv. There's only a midas hatznius. And that's what the Mishnah means, that the tznuos added another bedika. That's bedika before tashmish. But medvar mamurim, that's an isha, she yesh lo veses. But in Isha She'ela Veses, the Rambam writes, Chayeves Hiu Bailo Livdok Achar Tashmish V'kodim Tashmish. She has to make a bedika to guarantee that she's not in Nida. So again, let's just summarize. Again, if you were writing notes, I would encourage you to write this down, because it does get complicated as the going is along. But at least we have someone here who writes notes, and I applaud that. The Rambam sheet is as follows. What do you say?
Doesn't mean they're accurate.
Okay, but still, you know, writing notes is a great thing. It's also a kiyum.
It's a separate, it's not the hutzah.
Right, it's a special kiyum to write Torah. You should know it's a kiyum b'fnei atzmo. Anyway, so the Rambam paskins like this. In the case of an isha she'ein lo veses, we'll start it the other way around. Then both kodem tashmish and liachar tashmish, the halacha requires a bedika, and this is labayla. Without his askus bitaros. Before Tashmish, she makes the bedika. After Tashmish, we have shnei aid. She has one aid and he has the other. Before Tashmish, she has to establish that she's muteris labaila and she's not tmeya. She must make a bedika before Tashmish. And after Tashmish, to guarantee that she wasn't roedam machmas Tashmish. The Mishnah on Daf Yudalid is addressing the case of an isha sheyesh la veses. Here the Rambam says that the chiyuv bedika is after tashmish, her aid and his aid. As far as kodem tashmish is concerned, we can rely al pidin on the chazaka. The chazaka tells me orech bismano ba. She has a chazaka that she won't see until a veses. But nevertheless, the tznuos would be makpid and machmir on themselves to be bodek even before tash. That's in the case of an isha sheyesh lo veses. Now the Magid Mishnah's kasha is from Rabbi Zera, because if you take a look at Rabbi Zera, and I'd like to see it again inside. That stuff you'd base on enough. Boy, me name Rabbi Zera, me Rabbi Yehuda. Isha mau she tivdok atzmo labayla. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean mau she tivdok? She's not obligated to be bodek, according to the Rambam. Let's say in the case of an isha sheyesh lo veses, what does she lose by it? And what was Rabbi Yehuda's response? Lo tivdok. Why? We had a whole discussion on Yom Sheni, why it's Libo Nokfo. So it's clear from the Gemara here on Daf Yud Beis that we do not encourage an Isha to make a Bedika before Tashmish when she's not obligated to do so. There's no room for an optional bedika because it's limo nokfa. So the Rambam could counter, well, what about the Mishnah Daf Yudalid that established that the Tznuos made a bedika, but the Gemara Daf Yud Beis doesn't quote the Mishnah. According to Rashi, the Mishnah Daf Yudalid is only talking about a case of an Isha Shosekes Bitaros. The Rambam says about the Mishnah derived from that Mishnah Daf Yudalid that even though, despite the fact she's not Osekes Bitaros, she doesn't require a bedika. If that be the case, then what's room for Tznuos to make a bedika before Tashmish? When in the case of an Isha Sheish Laveses, they're not required to do so. On that Gufa, Rabbi Zeru was told that we have to discourage her. That's what Rabbi Yehuda told him. Discourage her from making bedika because of Libo Nuk. So that Kasha, the Magid Mishnah, has to be taken under advisement. And Ayin Sham, you can take a look in the Magid Mishnah, and Bli Neder will try to come back to this. Okay. Now I wanted to mention the Ran in Shavuos. We have the Ran in Shavuos. You gave out those copies. There should be a Ran in Shavuos there. This is the Rosh. Let me just get myself a little bit organized. Okay. What daf is it on?
Bet.
Okay. Yeah. This is bet, you know, in the Rif, not in the Gemara.
Yeah.
Now, why is the Ran in Shavuos? The truth is that the Ran in Shavuos is really interpreting the Rif, which you have on the second side of your page, in Ksubas. Because the last Rif in Perek Almana Nizones, which is the 11th Perek of Ksubas, brings down the Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos regarding an Isha She'en Loveses. And on that, the Rif makes a whole discussion. However, the Rif himself, at the beginning of Masechta Shavuos, quotes this machlokes, and you'll see the Rif on the other side of your page. He says, "Tana Rabbanan, this is the Rif in Shavuos. Kol isha shem laves as asur l'shamish." Towards the bottom of the page, in the Rif, in the text of the Rif, the Elok Suba, this Rabbi Meir, etc., etc. The Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigos Omer. Mishameshes b'shnei edim, v'hein ivusel v'tikuneho, and then he writes that instead of going into a long discussion, a long presentation about this sheet of Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, I'm going to refer you to Masechta Ksubas, kvar pirashnua b'ksubos b'fshili perek almana Nizonis, which is the Rif that you have there. So the Rif in Ksubas has a long presentation regarding Rav Chanina ben Antignos. However, here in Shavuos, that's where the Ran decided to elaborate on the Rif Shita, the Rif paskins Omer Rav Yudah Mishmua Alochak Rav Chanina ben Antignos, but he sends you to his Pirish on Ksubas, Shili Perek Almana Nizonis. And that's where you'll find an elaboration. Now, before we see the Ran, let's look at the Rif in Ksubas, get just a little bit of a flavor of what he says over there. And he says, and this is about 10 lines up before the end of the Perek, Rav Chanina ben Antignos Omer Mishameshes B'Shnei Edim, Hein Hein Ivusel V'Tikuneo. And he writes the following. She'im teshamesh pam rishona ushnia ushlishes b'edim. Now the language of the Rif is very interesting. He says im teshamesh. I would read it the following way. Again, you may argue with me, which we're going to have to fight this out, but I'm going to read it in the following way, that she's obligated to make these bedikos once, twice, and thrice consecutively. But the Rif is going to tell you what is the Ivus and what is the Tikkun? And he says the following. Im yimotze dam. What happens if she finds dam? Now, what does that mean? Keep in mind that after Tashmish, there's going to be his aid and there's going to be her aid. So the Rif says the following. One of two possibilities. Al aid shela, al aid shela. It matters not which of the two aidim showed up with dam on it. And this happened three times consecutively. Bechol pamu pam. That's called ivusel. Why? Shehuchsaka nida kol yomel.
In other words, it happened three times consecutively, but it didn't happen necessarily on the same aid. It could have happened to the mixed.
Right, as long as we have one of two aidim, that's enough to establish that she saw dam machmas tashmish. And therefore, even Rav Chanina ben Antignos, again, this is going to be a tremendous machlokus in the later commentaries, but the simple reading of the Rif says Yotzi Melok Sumei Lod Players blah 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 blah. Why? The Lav Bas Tashmish. Once on three occasions, she's established through this chazaka that she sees dam during Tashmish. There's no way we could salvage this marriage, even according to Rav Chanina Mendoza. Excuse me, Ben Antignos. Correct? Delo chazi lebia. Delo yachzir olomis. He can never remarry her. The afal gav de hodar iskin. Okay, that we have to see what that means, how she was able to straighten things out. Fine. Now, fast forward a little bit. The last three lines. V'im shimsha b'shnei eidim, echad lo v'echad lo shlosha pa'amim. Again, the same story. They had bia three times with two eidim. One his and one hers. V'lonim tzadam. B'echad mi'em. This is a little tricky. B'echad mi'em in either of them. Right? Harei hein tikunel. What does that mean, harei hein tikunel? Says the Rif, harei hi. What does that mean? She never ever needs bedikah. So according to the Rif, when we paskin like Rav Chanina ben Dosa, we're going to accept one element of the Istam Mefarshi of Rashi, which is also Rabbeinu Chananel, namely that this woman who has no veses definitely requires bedikos. However, which bedikos are we talking about? And for how long of a period of time does she need these bedikos? Number one, we're talking about the bedikos li'achar tashmish. And number two, we only require these bedikos for the first three rounds. She doesn't have a veses, therefore she has to establish herself as a chazaka that she's not roed dam machmas tashmish. She needs three occasions where there was no dam on either of the two eidim. Once she's achieved that goal, then she's established like Kol HaNashim, and she no longer needs bedik. So in a funny sort of sense, we have both a Chumra in the Rif and a Kula in the Rif. The Chumra in the Rif is that there's definitely a requirement of Dika Lebaila, has nothing to do with his Askus Petaros. In that sense, the Rif is a Chumra against Rashi, and Rav Chanina Ben Antignos is insisting on a bedika l'tashmish, irrelevant, independent of his askus b'taros. But whereas Rabbeinu Chananel would set her with bedikos, require bedikos for the rest of her married life, the Rif only requires it for the first three occasions to establish al chazaka d'neroa. On the other hand, the Rif has a tremendous chumra here, because the Rif is assuming that even according to Rav Chanina ben Antignos, if three times consecutively she sees dam, she's out of the ballpark. She is now Yotzi v'yitein ksuba. Yotzi below ksuba. She's now considered to be like Rabbi Meir considers every Isha she'en lo veses. That's the Rif in ksubas. Now, The Rif in Shavuos is not. One second. The Rif in Shavuos tells you that Kfar Pirshnu of Iksubis, Vishili Perek Alman Mizon. So the Rif in Shavuos feels that he doesn't have to go into detail. But the Ran, this entire page of the Ran, starting from the bottom of the right column, he took it upon himself to explain the Rif Shita. But in doing so, he goes back to the original sugya that we've been discussing, Daf Yud Aleph, Daf Yud Beis, and the Mishnayos on Yud Dalet and Tesvav, and he presents the sugya according to Rashi's understanding, according to the Rambam's understanding, and according to the Rif. Now, if we compare the Rambam and the Rif, we find the following. The Rambam is very machmir in both Isha Sheyesh Lo Veses and Isha She'ein Lo Veses as far as B'dikah L'Yachar HaTashmish. That's a lifelong requirement even for an Isha Sheyesh Lo Veses according to the Rambam. That's B'dikah L'Yachar HaTashmish. For some unknown reason, the Rambam is not going to suffice with three times that establishes a chazaka that she's not roa dam machmas tashmish. The Rambam is going to require Yishol Abayla liachar tashmish shnei edim, his bedik and her bedika. As far as kodem tashmish is concerned, whereas the Rif would say in the case of Isha she'ela veses, that bedika is an absolute requirement. In the case of the Rambam, the Rambam is more machmir, is requiring it as an absolute requirement, kodem veses, but for the entire balance of her life. With regard to an Isha Sheyesh Lo Veses, the Rif is very makil, he doesn't require any bedikas. The Rambam says that although she needs bedikas after Tashmish, she doesn't need bedika before Tashmish. The Tznuos took upon themselves, the Chumra, and we don't know how to square that with the Sugi Reb Zera there, that they would make a bedika even before Tashmish, even in the case of an Isha Sheyesh Lo Veses. But those rules and regulations, according to the Rambam, are not limited to the first three Tashmishim, but they apply during the entire marriage. The Rif, on the other hand, requires in the case of an Isha Sheyesh Lo Veses that we must establish that she's not Roa Damach Mas Tashmish. However, once we have three consecutive occasions in which there was no dam, neither in this side nor that, we're set for life, and it's no longer required to bedikas. Rabbeinu Chananel, on the other hand, is going to insist that an Isha She'ein Lo Veses requires bedikos throughout her life, correct? And in that sense, Rabbeinu Chananel is like the Rambam. But on the other hand, Rabbeinu Chananel is only talking about an Isha She'ein Lo Veses. He's possibly like Rav Chanina Ben Dosa. The Rambam has a gevaldik chiddush here that even an Isha Sheyesh Lo Veses, who's not osekes betaros, she needs bedikos for the entire balance of her life after Tashmish. She doesn't need a bedika before Tashmish, but she needs one after Tashmish. So before Tashmish, we're going to lie on Chazaka because she's a Yesh Lo Veses. But after Tashmish, we're going to assume that even an Isha Sheyesh Lo Veses might be prone to see Dam Machmas Tashmish, and we're going to have to require a bedika Hu Be'ed Shalah, He Be'ed Shalah, for the entire balance of her marriage. What is the Ran's Chidush over here? So let me just quote to you, and again, maybe we'll see it inside, but I have a summary here for myself of some of the points of the Ran. So bear with me for just a moment. The Ran says that. Just one second. Just want to find my place here. Just give me a minute, Rosa. Bear with me. I apologize. And I just. The Ran says that according to Shitas Rashi, the Brisa of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos is certainly talking L'inyan Baila. even with no osekes betaros. That wasn't our understanding of Rashi. So that the Ran says the fact that the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos revolves around ksuba must mean that we're talking about Isha Labaila. We're not talking again about the takona of taros. However, when the Gemara says Hilchasukah Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, the Gemara means to say, according to Rashi, that we're paskining lahalocha like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos only in the case of an Isha Shasuka Bataros. In other words, she's Muteris Labaila with Bedikos, but the halacha is not like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, mamish, meaning we don't accept Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos completely, because Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, says the Ran, and even Rashi would agree, requires Bedikos bechol Isha, even if she's not Osekes Petaros. And therefore, if you'll ask, according to Rashi, Keman Hilchasa, right, because Rashi doesn't want to see a steer over here, if we're paskin like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, who went as far as to say that an Isha, Afal Pisha Eno Sekes Petara, needs Bedikos, and yet Rashi paskins that an Isha Sheno Sekes Petaros Eno Tzricha Bedika, according to our mayor, as we said, she's Asur Labaila, so we're not paskin like Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, she needs Bedikos. Says Rashi, says the Ran in Rashi, that Rashi is going to paskin like the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav, Shekol Anoshim Becheskas Taro Lebalea. Let's see if we can find this inside the Ran. If you're looking on the left column in the Ran, let's see if we could quickly find this. He says on about the seventh line down, Kema the Rabbi Meir Midina Ka'omar, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos Nami de Polig, Umekil Tfemine, Midina Ka'omar, the Tzricha L'Shamish B'Shneinim L'Baila, the Ilo Havile L'Frushe. Now, at some point or another, Rabbi Chanina should have said, I don't require Vedikas at all. That's not what he's saying. The Ode, She'eno B'mashma De Pluge Kuli Hai. Doesn't seem that the Machlokas is so broad and so wide that Rabbi Meir assumes that Bedikos won't help, and Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos doesn't even require Bedikos at all. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos Alei to Rabbi Meir, to Rabbi Meir Lo Tehelo Takon Eliyol L'Baila, with Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos Lo Tehe Tzorech Klu. Could it be that Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos doesn't require any Bedikos at all? Was Rabbi Meir says she's Asura L'Baila? The Kevel Shekein Hechi Mukmina and Hod Rabbi Chanina Basuka Betaris. How could Rashi insist that Rabbi Chanina is talking about a case of Asuka Betaros and Labaila, she doesn't need any Bedikos? Rabbi Meir says she has to get divorced. Vinira De'in Vadai Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos Labaila Kovar. There's no question that Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos himself requires Bedikos Labaila. Vanan hachi kamrino ubemai ibasuka betaras kolmer ibasuka betaras levan holy posuk kavase velo bekuli yulsa. It means that although Reb Chanina ben Antignos paskins that she needs bedika levaylo, we don't paskin like him. Hamar Shmuel chadazimna vikula milsa posuk kame kasha didei. If you're accepting Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa in Gansen completely, then we have a steer between Shmuel and Shmuel. Maskina delobakuli Dosa posakamas. So we're not going to accept Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa hook, line, and sinker. Elabasuka bitaris levat. Even though Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos himself went all the way and he assumed that even Labailish needs Bedikas. Bechit tema ha'omra chadazuna. Mind the masni ha, masni ha. Again, why do we have to repeat this? Call of bailo tzricha bedika twice. The chita became the rabbi of Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos travayu modi. If there's no tana in this price, so who argues? with the very premise that a woman who doesn't have a vessel is asur l'shamish b'lo b'dika, heichi pasuk Shmuel, or how does Shmuel himself paskin against both shitas that are brought down in the Tanoim? Lo kemar v'lo kemar, how could it be lo kechad? The omer de l'bayel lo boy b'dika, ikol meimar. This is the Ran's breakthrough, that the Samich, that Shmuel himself is relying on what? Amas Nisim, that's the third sheet amongst Tanoim, is not here in this Brisa, but it's left for the Mishnah. The standard pair called Yadav Tezvav, called Anoshim Cheskis Taral about Leah, who mashmal a stomach, he will be Ainlov Veses. The Mishnah doesn't differentiate between Ainlov Veses and Yeshlov Veses. Rabbosai, how did the Rambam interpret that Mishnah? Only Ein Lo Veses. I'm sorry. Only Yesh Lo Veses, I meant to say. Right, because the Rambam holds that Labayla, meaning before Tashmish, she doesn't need a Matir of Bdika. That's only in Yesh Lo Veses. So the language of Kol Anoshim is very strange according to the Rambam. You have to add a little carrot here. Kol Anoshim, she Yesh Lo Veses, is Vecheskes Taral of Aleh. But on the other hand, Rashi is of the opinion that we postulate that Mishnah straightforward. Mashmali mistoma shafil v'ein lo veses zer nir li al das Rashi zal. This is what I think is the opinion of Rashi. And then if you fast forward two lines, he says al haramam zal kosim perik dal milchus yisur bia isha she'ein lo veses asura l'shamish ad she'tivto. So ein lo veses needs a bedika as a matir for tashmish. Lefichach himish ameshes b'shnei edim echel lefnei tashmish v'echel li'achat tashmish, and he needs an aid after tashmish. V'nir shu b'farsh hodam rinan man amasni ho lo masni ho li'olav v'she'eno asuka v'taris. That's the istam of farshay of Rashi. V'afilu hachi b'she'en lo veses tzricha b'dika v'amoroi ninu aliva d'shmuel. And now you have two traditions in Shmuel. The question is why did the Rambam assume Lechumra? And even the tradition of Lechumra, like Rav Chanina ben Antignos, that's only in Anisha She'ein Lo Veses. The Rambam extended this at least Li'achar Tashmish to an Isha, even to an Isha She'esh Lo Veses. V'afilu Ha'ach Me'ein Lo Veses Tzricha B'dikam Aroi Yudu Aliva De Shmuel Ve'afagav Rav Yehuda Gufi Amar Liel Einat B'dika Amoroi Ninu Aliva De Rav Yehuda V'posak Rav Zal. This is the Rambam Lahachmir. Okay, that we've seen already in Rabbeinu Chananel that we passed in Lechumra. But Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't go as far as to require B'dika Lachar Tashmish in the case of an Isha She'yesh Lo Veses. V'posak Rav Zal Lahachmir Kema Demasli the Shmuel Amar Loch Kreb Chanina Ben Antignos Lufi Kosa the Kol Isha Shein Lo Veses Meshameshes Liol B'Shnei Edim Echol Lufnei Tashach Liachar Tashmish Ubevadai De Pashta De Braisa Muchach De Labayla Askinon. Oh, remember we had this Sfarah before, and the Ran is reiterating this Sfarah, that the simple reading of the Braisa of Rabbi Meir has nothing to do with Osekes Petaris. That she loses her marriage rights. Right, he's referring to this exact mitzvah of Eino Sekis B'Taris Moshka Safi Bal V'Afagav the Talmudah Shakil V'Tori Ubemai Ibo Sekis B'Taris. Even though the Gemara does raise the possibility that we're talking about Osekis B'Taris, Ha Amar Shmuel Chanazimna Hayim Yishum Dechi Parchina Nakulu Gavne Madrina. Gemara wants to cover all its bases, but Pashta the Brisa Levi'li Ukidivei Rambam. Oh, now we have another Chumra of the Rambam. So not only are we passing like Rav Chanina ben Dosa of Isha Levi'li without Osekes Petaris, as far as both Kodem Tashmish and Li'achar Tashmish, that's Isha Shein Lo Veses, we have another Chumra here that the Rambam pops up with a whole Chiddush of the Rambam, and then an Isha Sheyesh Lo Veses. Again, the Rambam. Shekakos of Shom. This is the language of the Rambam. Isha sheyesh lo veses. Eino tzricha eiv lifnei tashmish. El mishum tzniyus. Aval yachar tashmish kulon srichos shnei edim echad lo v'echad lo v'afilu beres u'meinika uzkeno u'ktano. Kvaldig chum in the Rambam. Isha sheish lo veses straight across the board. She's misulek as domim, and yet she needs a bedika liachar tashmish she and he. Where did the Rambam get this from? That was what we saw in the Nagid Mishnah. Lefi shumefarish zusha shaninu beperikol yad derech benos Yisrael mishamshos b'shnei edim echad lo v'atzlus misaknus lem shlishi, which means before tashmish. Echad l'sakein es habayis b'she'ein asuka v'tashmish v'shafilu mishum bailo bilvad zorek l'shamish b'shnei edim liachar tashmish. And that's the case of an Isha she yesh lo veses, because if it's ein lo veses, she needs a bedika of baila miikra din, and that's the chiyuv. So you don't have to introduce the tznuos here. Why did the tznuos require why did they opt for a bedika before tashmish? That's because we're talking about an Isha she yesh lo veses. That's number one. So we have here in the Ran two paragraphs. One paragraph to explain Rashi, that even Rashi would agree that Reb Chanina ben Antignos went as far as to require bedikos for Baila even without Osekis Pataras. However, Rashi paskins based on the Mishnah Daf Tezvav, that's the third Tana, that does not require bediko lebaila, and Rashi understands that Mishnah Daf Tezvav is referring not just to an Isha she yesh lo veses, but even to an isha she ain lo veses, and therefore he becheskes tara and lebaila ain tzricha bedika. That's Rashi shita. Then he has another paragraph to explain the Rambam, that the Rambam understood that we paskin like Reb Chanina ben Antignos and hook, line, and sinker. Not that we took half of Reb Chanina ben Antignos. And the Rambam bases himself on the Mishnah, not on Tesvav, but on the Mishnah Daf Yudalid, that called Benos Yisrael Meshamshos Piedim, and it means that even in the case of an Isha Sheish Lavesa, she needs B'dikos Li'achar Tashmish. However, as far as B'kodim Tashmish is concerned, that's not a Chiv, it's only a Tznua. But in an Isha Sheish Lavesas, she requires Tashmish, she requires a B'dik even Lifnei Tashmish. Again, as far as the Rif is concerned, the Rif in Shavuos on Daf Beis, I'm just reiterating what we saw before. Again, the Rush says that Nikra Didi would paskin like Rashi, but he's bound by Rabbeinu Chananel who paskins like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, that if she's an Isha Shein Leveses, she needs Bedikos Labaila, even Kishalo Sekes Betaros. And then we have the Rif in Shavuos, who quotes the halacha like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, and then he sends you to his commentary at the end of Perek Almana Nizonos in Ksubis, and there the Rif says Ivusel and Tikunel of Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos means that she'll have to be Meshamesh once, twice, and thrice, and if Dam is to be found on either his aid or her aid, then the marriage is kaput. She's an Enobas Tashmish, Yotziena below Ksuba. If on the other hand, Shimsha, Bebeis Edim, Echad Lo, Echad Lo, Gimel Pa'am, Velonim Tzadam, Be Echad Behem, then Arei Kitikuna, and she's Kechal Adoshim, and she no longer needs Bedika. In Shavuos, even though the Rif doesn't explain the Memra of Rab Chanina ben Antignos, nevertheless, he does quote the din of Isha Sharoa Machmas Tashmish, which is a sugya nidon daft samach vav, and there even Rab Chanina ben Antignos would agree to what it says in nidon daft samach vav, that if she's becheskes roa dam machmas tashmish, then chayeves lizgarish mi baila. The Baal Amor in Shavuos argues with the Rif, and he holds that the bedikos of Rab Chanina ben Antignos did not go as far as Lenigerishin. Rab Chanina ben Antignos would not go as far as to say that he has to divorce his wife. Rav Chanina ben Antignal says the Baal Havar is only arguing with Rabbi Meir. He's saying, Ein Tzarech L'Garsha, Ein Achinami Tishamesh B'Edim, V'Yim Timtza Dam Mechuyeves Lifrosh V'Chayeves B'Karbon, V'Yim Lo Timtza Dam Harehi Tikuna, Sha'osa She'Eina Tmeya V'Eina Chayeves B'Karbon. And the Baal Amar says that this requirement of Bedikos only applies to Osekis Bataros. Migu de Bodekis Labaila. Migu Bodekis Lataros Bodekis Labaila. And even if you'll insist, says the Baal Amar, that Rab Chanina ben Antignos is not talking about Taros, but a separate independent Chiyuv of Bedika, right, like the Yisra Mefarshim Rashi. Nevertheless, he says, since there's a machlokas amoroi, and Rava is a basra, who paskins that kol labayla ena tzricha b'dika, therefore the Baal Amar concludes like Rashi Shita that she is muteres labayla without b'dika if she is if she's not osekas b'taros. So we have a double machlokas in between the Baal Amar and the Rif. The Rif is of the opinion that we paskin like Rav Chanina ben Antignos to require three bedikos on the first three occasions of Tashmish. The Baal Amar is, and the Rif goes a step further, and he's mechadish that according to Rav Chanina ben Antignos, if on three occasions consecutively Dam was found on one of the two Eidim men, Yotzeis, he has to be Megarisha. The Baal Amar disagrees with the Rif on two counts. Number one, he doesn't believe that even in the case where she's muhzekes three times to be rohed al machmas tashmish, that he has to divorce her. Rav Chanina ben Antignos never tolerated that opinion of Rabbi Meir. And number two, the Baal Amar disagrees with the Rif, and he holds that there is no requirement of bedikos unless she is osekes betaros, and he accepts the shita of Rashi, even though he would admit, like the Yisra Mefarshi, that Rav Chanina ben Antignos requires bedikos labayla without osekes betaros. But nevertheless, halacha ki Rava dehu basra, and Rav himself paskins that what that call labayla ena sricha bedika. So it comes out now that according to the Rif, the bedikos of Rav Chanina ben Antignos is in order to clarify whether she's a raw adam machmas tashmish. Once through the first three tashmishim we establish her chazaka that she's not a raw adam machmas tashmish, then she never needs any bedikos. And as we saw in the Beis Yosef, they in the opinion of the Rif, an isha she'ela veses who gets married needs these bedikos to establish whether or not she is a Roa Dal Machmas Tashmish. After the three times that she establishes that she's not a Roa Dal Machmas Tashmish, then she does not need bedikos. And not only that, according to Beis Yosef, the Rif would not even encourage bedikos, because as we saw in the Gemara Daf, Yud Beis of an Aleph, Shema Tehe Libo Nokfa. And finally, before I let you go, I just want to add 2 points here. Number one, the Ran says that in Isha, Sheyesh La Veses, the Rif agrees, does not need any bedikos. And therefore, the Rif copies the Brisa on Daf Dalet. The Brisa there says that Chamarim Upolim Nisheyem, Becheskes Tara, that those who go on long trips and they come back and they left their wives in the Cheskes Tara, they can assume that they are Tahoros. That's as far as an Isha Sheishla Veses. And the Rambam, on the other hand, says that even an Isha Sheishla Veses has to do Bedikos, at least Liachar Tashmish. That's point number one. And point number two, which hopefully we'll take up next time, is the Mordechai. The Mordechai, also in Shavuos, make a note of it if you can, Siman Tov Shin Lamed Hey, writes, Nearly, De'arif B'ksubis, Sover, Kedas Rabbeinu Chananel. Ukiris the Mufarshi Birashi. What does that mean? The Rif holds like Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rif only requires bedikas on the first three tashmishim. Rabbeinu Chananel requires bedikas in the case of an isha shein levesus for the balance of her married life. The Mordechai himself agrees la locha that she doesn't need to be bodek, even according to the Yesh Mefarshim of Rashi, because Sofek Derabbanan Lekul, like we saw in the Beis Yosef in the name of the Sefer Truma, and we saw the Balamar based on Rashi Shita. So Kol Abayla Einit Tzricha B'dika according to the Mordechai La Halacha. So we now have a third. We have now three Rishonim, and maybe the Rosh, at least in theory, who accepted the Shita of Rashi that Kol Abayla Einit Tzricha B'dika. If she's not being Osekas Patar, she doesn't need B'dika, and that applies even in Isha She'ela Veses. We have Rashi, we have the Balamar, and now we have the Mordechai. But the Mordechai's claim that according to the Rif, she of Anisha She'ela Vesis needs bedikos for the entire balance of her life, as we would say vushtetos in Rif. It doesn't say anything like that in the Rif. So I have here Mara Mokum for you in the Bala, in the Orach HaShulchan Kuf Pei Vav, that's the Sima that we're dealing with, Si'if Yud Gimel, and he goes on and on and on all the way till Sif Tezayin. He says that what motivated the Mordechai to say that according to the Rif, like Rabbeinu Chananel, there's a requirement of bedikos in the case of an Isha Shein Leveses throughout her married life, is because he assumes that the Rif would not disagree with Rabbeinu Chananel. The truth is that there is an argument here. I mean, the Rif doesn't mention Rabbeinu Chananel, and that's a little bit of a pella, especially if we assume he was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Chananel. Why is there no footnote here? He writes, "Hichzik b'svara zu v'tema sharei Rabbeinu Chananel kasav de chayeves b'bdik v'keitzad lo hevio Rif v'daito d'yesh shtei alochos l'Rif." Ha'achas b'deraisa v'hi le'inyin k'suba v'toli b'din ro'e damach v'stashvish v'yesh din sheni min rabbanon shetzricha b'dika k'das Rabbeinu Chananel. So the Orach HaShulchan wants to suggest that according to the Mordechai, you have to read the Rif on two different levels. The level of the Rif as we see him here, he's only talking about a din d'oraisa. A din d'oraisa means that if there's a serious room for doubt that maybe she's a roa dam tachmas tashmish, that has to be absolutely clarified, even on a d'oraisa level. And therefore the Rif requires three consecutive bedikos. However, the Rif is not addressing the issue of a bedika as a chova d'rabbanon, and that's not even on the Rif's agenda. He doesn't relate to that, the Rif. Says the Mordechai, he has no doubt that the Rif would accept Rabbeinu Chananel, which means that as far as the tikkun, tzakonis chachomim of bedika, Rabbeinu Chananel is right that min rabbanon, a woman who doesn't have a veses, is going to require bedika li'olam, like Rabbeinu Chananel. Again, that's fine. The Mordechai himself doesn't paskin like that way. He paskins like Rashi and like the Balamar, that a woman doesn't need bedika at all, labayla, even if she's an Eila Veses. Even though I'm willing to accept, says the Mordechai, the Yesh Mefarshim of Rashi, but as far as bedika is concerned, that's a Sofik Derabbanan and Sofik Derabbanan Lekula. If you're talking about labayla as far as Gerishin is concerned, which means the Chashash of Roa Damach Mas Tashmish, that's already a Din D'Oraisa. And that's what the Rif is addressing, requiring in the case of an Isha Shein Levesis that on three occasions consecutively she clarify and establish herself as an Eino Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. That's D'Oraisa. But as far as the requirement of Bedika for the balance of her life, that was never addressed by the Rif. That's already a Din D'Rabbanan. And although the Mordechai says Safik Rabban Lekula, the Rif would definitely go like his Rebbe Rabbeinu Chananel, that Safik Lechumra, and with an Isha Shei Ein Lo Vesu, we're going to require Bedika. We're not going as far as the Rambam is willing to go, that an Isha Sheyesh Lo Vesu requires Bedikas, only Lachan Tashmish, and Midin Sneus, even before Tashmish. Okay, Rabbosai? So we'll stop here. I would say that we're about two-thirds of the way, maybe even three-quarters of the way, and we'll finish this up. Okay, then? Are you enjoying this? I mean, there's a lot of material here, but once you get the hang of it, it flows.
Apparently, the Riff only quoted his Rebbe four times in all of his writings. What I found on that. So the fact that he quoted the Riff now may not be so unusual.
Right, but to say that he argues with Rabbeinu Chananel without even mentioning it, that's already a chutzpah.
Three bedikas for a dam tashmish. How do you know that's dam minamacha or not dam macha? How does that determine if you're...
I guess you'd have to get a gynecological checkup.
We didn't have that back then. What do you... Then how... I would assume the opposite. And Dom Tashmish, let's say the first three times that there's going to be Dom Tashmish.
If she has a mom.
No, let's say a psula.
Oh, yeah, no, that...
So let's say that the first three B is that...
No, I think he's saying after the four nights, you know... I think.
He's not talking about...
Because again, in the case of... In the case of Dom Sun, she doesn't need Bedikas at all.
Right.
That we saw the Mishnah.
So sometime after.
After, yeah. Sometime now you're asking about Dom Achas Maka. I think in such a case, they're required to do a Bedika. And if she sees Dom, then they'll be tolling on Maka. So what we're talking...
Say that again?
In other words, she's going to make a Bedika, a general Bedika. You know,
after Tashmish, you're saying.
No, not after Tashmish. What I'm saying is that if she sees on her aid after Tashmish Dam, then they'll ask her to do another Bedika, and if she doesn't see Dam, then she doesn't have a Maka. So we're going to require some sort of general Bedika, you know. Today, I think we would just go for a gynecological checkup.
Couldn't it be that you're talking about two types of Isha She'en Lo Vesu? One is talking about Ein Lo Vesu, that she doesn't have a Vesu Kavua, that